Hello and welcome to episode 49 of the Pink and Blue Xbox podcast.
Now we've added coffee. Now that I've advertised that, can someone send me coffee?
Yeah, we have free coffee.
Hello everyone, my name is Aaron, Gamertag PG Monkey.
And I'm Katie, Fluffy Dragon 86.
This episode, we're just going to be talking about what we've been up to on Xbox game-wise since the last time, which is several months ago. Apologies.
Yeah, but you've got three episodes now.
Yeah, back to back to back. What more do you want? Another one? Okay, we'll do that one soon. But for now...
we've got plans.
We have got plans and we'll talk about that later. So, in this episode, games what we've played... That was good English, Aaron. Well done.
Games what we... A-star, good English.
Games what we've played. Oh, goodness. Alcoholic coffee, did you say? Hasbro Family Fun Pack.
Yeah. We did play that.
We picked this up. Was it 17 or was it cheaper than that?
No, I think it was like 12.
Was it 12? Oh, yeah, it was. It was actually quite cheap, yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. I saw it in game. For 17 quid,
that
and then
was
I saw it,
yeah.
On the store for 12, and I thought, yeah, I'll have that.
We'll have that.
Four games for 12 quid.
Family Fun Pack.
Yeah, those four games being Trivial Pursuit, Risk, Monopoly, and in the UK, Boggle.
Yeah, which you're a bit annoyed about.
Yeah, because in the States, you get Scrabble.
Which we much prefer.
I would have loved to play Scrabble. Probably got something to do with the gaming copyrights in the UK. It's something to do with it that isn't owned by Hasbro. Is it still Mattel? I don't know.
Mattel, yeah.
But I don't know. In the UK, different rules. Or it could be because we spell our words correctly.
we use proper English.
I don't know. There is a U in colour. And plus...
And favourite.
Yes. My favourite colour has two U's. Yeah, that could be the reason why. I don't know. So in replacement of Scrabble, we got Boggle. You like Boggle, don't you?
I like Boggle, yeah.
Yeah, you actually quite like Boggle.
I've played Boggle before and quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So.
And we could play together online as well, which is good.
Yeah.
And who was winning most of those?
You want me to say you, don't you? No, it was close most of the time. You'd only beat me by a few points.
Okay.
But yeah, because you got the long words more than I got the long words. I'd get more little words.
Yeah.
You got more points, so yeah.
But you like Boggle out of that pack. Was it your favourite?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was my favourite.
Monopoly was spoilt because they have that silly rule where you have to land on a property and buy it or put it up for auction.
Buy it or auction it, which is not an English
Who
rule.
Who designed that idea? Yeah. I have no idea. Is it us? Are we playing it wrongly?
No, if you land on it, you don't want it. You keep going, you just move on, leave it for someone else.
I imagine it makes for a speedier game.
Yeah, it makes a quicker game. But we like our Monopoly last week's.
Yeah.
Especially when there's two people and none of you want to buy anything.
And could we play that online or not? Did we play that online?
We could play online, but we couldn't play it online together. So we could play together as the two-player game.
Yeah.
Or with AI. But if we went online, we'd have to play separate games. We couldn't play together because we were on two different Xboxes. But there's no way of inviting your friends to play the game. Yeah,
Risk is serious.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The Ubisoft Risk is really serious. The EA Risk is a lot more fun. I prefer the EA version.
You didn't mind it, did you?
I like Risk as a game.
Yeah, but I didn't enjoy it. I've never really enjoyed Risk.
No,
any of the Risk games. So.
When I took you on Mongolia, you said, not my Mongolia, that's my favourite of the Golias.
It is my favourite of the Golias.
That and Angolia.
No, Mongolia. The best one.
And Trivial Pursuit Live, which is still actually quite popular because we found quite a few people still playing it.
Yeah.
So put them in order then. Of your favourite first and then your least favourite. So Boggle, you said favourite.
Boggle.
And then
Monopoly.
Right.
Trivial Pursuit.
Yep.
And Risk.
Okay. Mine was Trivial Pursuit, Boggle, Risk, Monopoly. That's my four in order.
So you liked Boggle more than Risk?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Just their version of it. It's not your favourite. Yeah,
like I say, the EA one was a bit more fun. Had a bit more... Bit twist to it.
Yeah.
But there you go. What else did we do? I picked up Grand Prix Rock and Racing... which is about £5-ish. It's been described as one of the worst racing games ever.
It looks it as well.
And it's proper crap. But it's crap in a good way. Like, it's so bad that it's nearly good.
Because like, it's not trying to try hard.
I don't know whether it is or it isn't. But it's a top-down view of several racetracks. I think there's 10. They're all pretty well represented, so you recognise which ones are which. Like Silverstone is in the UK, and Manicor is the French one. The American one is just a round ring. The AI are super harsh. They will take every opportunity to ram you off the road. It's almost as if they're doing it on purpose.
Obviously.
And it shouldn't really be that way. They should try and strategise. So it's impossible to strategise in this game yourself because you're always constantly being rammed off the road.
To compensate for that.
And it's very... You have this really weird system where... Because you start off with your car and you have to allocate points to your car, like your tyres and your brakes and your speed and your acceleration. Oh, sorry, acceleration. Because
there was spelling errors in it.
They spelt that wrong. And they also spelt position wrong in the achievements. Like, get first position was spelt with a double S. Well done. So, you allocate these points to your criteria. And the more points you put onto your brakes or tyres, the worse your car got. Which is very strange. It was very tricky to handle when you had maximum points on these particular allocations. And I learned that if you don't put these points on tyres or brakes, that you can handle the car better. That shouldn't have really been the case. It doesn't really make any sense. But a lot of people didn't like it. But I thought for a fiver, it's...
Yeah, it's a laugh. It's something to do.
It's something. It doesn't have any multiplayer, which I think could have made it really fun. But it just has like a single campaign. And that's it, pretty much. Nothing to it at all, really. I don't know if it's the worst racing game, but it's fucking close.
Graphically, it was pretty awful.
Yeah, but what do you expect? It's a fiver.
Yeah.
What else have we been playing? Do you want to talk Black Ops map packs?
Yeah.
So which one's been... There's been two, isn't there?
Since
our last podcast. Wow.
Wow. And yes, we've got them both. And yes, I have enjoyed them both.
Which has been your favourite?
My favourite.
You?
Favourite map or map pack?
No, map, individual map.
The one on the boat. It's awesome. It's a repeat.
They do that a lot.
Yeah, but it's not a boat in the water. It's a boat in the sky now. Whoa. But the layout of the boat, you know, it's the same. So it's fun to play old maps that we used to enjoy in the olden days.
Yeah, I do remember that map.
It was one that everybody liked.
Very small.
Yeah, small map.
Very.
Really easy to navigate. They've just changed the graphics of it. It's in the sky now. So if you look over the edge of the boat, you've got a whole city below you, which is on fire.
Was there any that you didn't like?
Gauntlet.
What's Gauntlet?
Gauntlet, I'm pretty sure. I think that's the right name of it. It's the one with the different seasons in it. Yeah, it's got like a snowy end, a rainy season. It's a nice map. It's really well laid out. It's really clever that they've put different seasons in it. But everyone just camps around the snowy part and you don't really go off into the other parts of the map. It's quite big, it's quite intricate, there's lots of buildings to go through. But yeah, everyone sticks to one area, so it's quite boring.
It's the Black Ops equivalent of the Crystal Maze, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, we're going to the industrial zone now, or let's go to the snow zone, or let's go to the Aztec.
Copyright. Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately, that was so bad that no one can tell
no
me that was Crystal Maze.
Yeah.
Did you get any weapons? As I take it, you did get some weapons. Did you try them out?
No.
You stick with what you got?
I don't think you got weapons.
Did you not?
No.
You must do. It's a DLC. You must get weapons.
I don't know. I didn't look.
Check. Do you always use the same gun?
No, I always change my gun. Okay. I'm constantly changing my gun. But I never notice what's new and what's not, to be honest.
Right.
I just go, oh, I'll try one of these guns. Oh, I'll have a shotgun today. Oh, I'll have this gun today. If it was new, I probably didn't realise it was new. But there's, you get new zombie maps and stuff as well, but we haven't tried them. We don't do zombies. It's not me, it's them.
It's them.
It's them.
Who you play with.
I'd play the zombies.
Well, you can, in the future, you can use your clubs and your groups and your grinders to go out and...
Your arenas.
to go out and find people that do play zombie maps, if you want to play zombie maps.
Yeah.
Put your interest down. I like zombie maps in Black Ops.
My group doesn't like playing zombies. Does anyone want to play with me?
That's what it's going to be like. In retrospect, should you have got the season pass?
Yeah. I should have. And yes, it's a good deal if you can afford it at the time. And I couldn't afford it at the time.
What next? I played Dragon Age Inquisition because I finally plumped for EA Access.
After about 2 weeks of staring at it on a screen going, should I? Should I? Should I?
But it was a huge decision. You know how damn stingy I am with money.
Yep. Whose Xbox Live do you leech off of?
Oh, come on. We're married, for God's sake.
I get Xbox Live and you leech.
I've got the free trial. Anyway, Dragon Age Inquisition is a very good game. One of the ones that I thought I would enjoy, but it would take so long, and it is taking an absolute Dragon Age. but it's a very good story. I kind of have come into it at the wrong time, because it's my first Dragon Age game, and it's obviously a franchise that's steeped in a lot of lore and history, and everything intertwines, and there's probably books and films that I haven't actually, you know, watched either or read. So it took me a while to pick it up, as in what I was doing, you know, what kind of people do I represent, what kind of character do I want to be. It's an interesting game. I don't think the combat's all that great, but certainly the storyline is really in-depth. A lot you got to look out for, because you've got to make decisions. You make the wrong turn and you'll piss someone off. Vivian doesn't like what you say, or Sarah doesn't like what you say, or, you know.
It's just like real life, though.
Yeah, but I mean, every single little thing you do, Vivian dislikes this. Cassandra.
It's like Facebook.
Yeah, Cassandra. It is. It's basically that. Cassandra doesn't like this, and you know, it's like that.
I went to Starbucks today. Aaron doesn't like this. Sad face.
It's exactly the same. Yeah, but I'm having fun with it. And of course, I've been doing some Rocket League, which...
Of course.
Yeah.
Nothing but Rocket League.
Yeah, I've been getting some slack off of people sometimes. Like, I think I've improved my Rocket League quite a lot from the first days that I was playing. I'm quite good tactically, if not skillfully. But the amount of aggro that I get from people on Rocket League is...
Because it's kids.
It's quite stunning. They actually stop midway through a game to tell me I'm shit, which...
They send you a message on Xbox?
Yeah, that's quite a feat. Either via a message on Xbox or in-game. I've tried typing it in-game. It's bloody hard and takes about 30 seconds. And by that time, you could score 3 or 4 goals. So I'm thinking,
that's quite funny.
Why have you bothered to tell me I'm shit? I know I have bad games sometimes, but I'm not, you know, I'm not the worst player
I've
ever played.
You're very defensive.
I am very defensive.
You don't play up near the goal, do you? You'd
no.
like to stay and defend your goal.
Because...
And nobody else likes doing that.
Well, because
so
nine
they
times...
think you're shit because they are not doing the same as everybody else.
Well, I just make a mess of it anyway.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, like you say, if everybody else is doing it, that means no one's back there defending the goal.
I know,
so...
but they don't see it like that. I'm guessing these are mostly kids playing, teenagers, you know.
No, I think it's a very varied range.
But they don't see what you're doing as good. They see what you're doing as different. You're a black sheep of the team, and no one likes that.
But, I mean, even if I'm back there, and I make one mistake, that's it. They're all over me. It's like, you can't win. It's like,
yeah.
I guess it's like a goalkeeper in real life. If you could save 100 shots if you let an easy
one
if you let an easy one slip through your fingers, you're going to be hounded for it.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like in my Rocket League. You know, I can't win. I can't win. I think was it your mum that said, why don't you join a league?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not ready for that. There's no way. What about Just Cause 3?
Just Cause 3. We finally bought Just Cause 3.
Again, in a sale.
In a sale. We've been umming and ahhing about it for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for it for Christmas.
Didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
No.
Asked for it for my birthday. Didn't get it. It was me that said don't get it both times because it was too expensive.
It was because you wanted that My Little Pony.
Rainbow Dash! No, it was more expensive than the other games that came out at the same time. And I didn't feel like we should pay more.
It was a moral decision, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was me being tight for a change with money.
It was.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No.
You just spend it. But yeah, so it came up in a sale. We talked about it for about 20 seconds and then bought it. And it's great.
It is great.
I just wish I had more time to play it.
Well, you would have more time if the loading screens weren't so bloody long.
It does take an absolute age to load.
And I read somewhere that it's actually meant to have been, like, fixed, kind of. And I thought, what was it like before? I've made bloody cups of coffee in the meantime with this poxy loading screens going on.
I actually failed the first mission. And then it had to load again, and it took about 5 minutes to come back on.
And you're basically...
I thought my game had crashed.
You didn't change any screens or anything. You were in the same mission, as you say. Yeah. You're just restarting it. It doesn't exactly have to load an awful lot of data. It's bad at loading screens, but apart from that,
it's great.
It's really good. I like the havoc that you can create in Just
there's
Cause.
There's a lot of havoc to be caused, a lot of explosions, a lot of things to shoot down. Did the first mission, got through that, and then got the open world, and now I'm just blowing shit up and seeing what I could blow up and seeing what I could pull down and seeing what I could grapple off of and how many people can I kill before the police come and fire me and what have you.
One of the earliest missions you have where you have to attach your explosives and try and drag those big silos down.
Yeah.
You're meant to knock down 7 or 8 of them or something. And I've gone to throw my explosions and I've pulled these things together with my grappling hooks or whatever. I've created a massive explosion. I've turned to the camera in third person and just walked away from the explosion. I didn't
we all do it.
I didn't even look back. I mean, that moment was like, this is so Just Cause.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah. It was an awesome moment and one of my first Xbox record that moments on that game. it's still got problems like... The driving is horrendous.
Oh, yes. Awful.
And the aiming isn't great. But everything else is just slapdash, bizarre and stupid. It's one of those games.
Need more time to play these games.
You do. I mean, if you're going to get into it seriously and unlock whatevers, you've got to play the missions. And you've got to play the missions, you're going to need more time.
Even the first mission took me an age.
Yeah.
Just to get through. It's mainly loading screens, but there you go.
Yeah, exactly. because that was quite a harsh first couple of missions.
Yeah.
Parachute in, go up that ledge, take out the bad guys. Doesn't seem
you
an awful
died
lot.
On that first mission
oh,
as
I know,
well.
Because
you overshot him and landed above him and then couldn't shoot the enemies.
But all you had to do was 3 different things.
Yeah.
And it took me about 4 goes to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, Christ, it's like... This is the hardest game in the world. But
we got there in the end.
Yeah. Plague Inc. Evolved is a game that I've played recently. And it's kind of fun being a super bug that destroys the world.
Oh, yeah, I like the look of that. I haven't actually played it, but I've watched you play it lots of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the soundtrack.
You like the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the one kind of thing you can hum along to.
No, but it's quite atmospheric.
Oh, it's definitely atmospheric, yeah, give it that. Yeah, quite spooky in a way.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It felt like I was like playing Pinky and the Brain.
What are you going to do today, Brain?
The same thing we always do, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah, so it felt like that, the world domination. Sadistic, but fun in a weird way. I think the next time that I'm going to play it, because you can name your viruses, I'm going to call it Brexit, because that happened. I would like to talk about Brexit and the video game industry and what might happen, what might not happen. But it's our 50th episode next time round. And I don't want to be on a downer. So we'll leave that until after the 50th, I think.
Yeah, come back for the 51st episode.
Yeah, defo. And then we'll get depressing.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
No, but we can go into depth about how it's going to affect the gaming world and what have you.
Episode 50... What are we going to do?
It's a milestone.
It is a milestone.
It took us long enough.
6.5 years? Nearly 7 years?
Yeah, probably more like seven.
Yeah, to reach this stage. So we thought we'd do a quiz. We've rounded up the finest minds.
The closest minds.
The people that live closest to us, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm basically going to drill them for a quiz. On video games, which is going to be interesting.
Are we involved in this quiz? Are we have to answer as well?
I'm going to be hosting it.
You're quiz master.
You're a team captain.
A team captain? What does that involve?
Well, answering questions, if you know them. We're also going to be reminiscing about our first 50 episodes, taking a look back through those, and some outtakes as well.
Because there's always loads of them.
Hell yes. There's always the outtakes.
Mainly me struggling to read shit.
Yeah, there could be about half an hour of that, maybe.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
So be sure you catch us next time. Yeah, so we're going to lead you out with something kind of leading into episode 50. It's an ad we created for the podcast back in 2009.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. Some of you older listeners may remember it. I didn't remember it until I listened to it.
I didn't remember it at all.
No.
I don't even remember making it.
No, me neither. this is what it is. It's an ad from 2009. Enjoy it, and we'll see you next time for episode 50.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Aaron, what are you doing?
I'm playing Xbox.
We have to do this ad for our podcast.
Fine. What's it called?
Pink and Blue Xbox 360 Podcast.
So which one am I?
Blue.
But why am I blue?
Because you're a man, stupid.
Isn't that a little bit sexist?
Look, do you want to be blue or not?
Well, I don't know now.
You're blue, deal with it. The Pink and Blue Xbox 360 Podcast. Come find us on iTunes, mypodcast.com and podcastpickle.com.
How about fetching purple?
No!